Hello and welcome. Scare track. Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God! Ah! I'm scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming. Spoiler alert, freaking awesome.
The
quality of the set was amazing.
Oh, I don't like it.
Hello and welcome to the Scare Track Podcast. My name is Mikey and today's episode is a discussion review episode about Cabin Fever, the escape room at Horror Escape down in London. It was Dan and Jess, our Scare Track guest hosts from UK Haunters documentary, that went in and they did manage to get out within the 60 minute time frame. Now that's the only spoiler you're going to get, that they did manage to complete it, so you can continue listening even if you haven't experienced this room yet. They don't give any spoilers so much about the actual event. They don't give you any clues on how to win any of the games or any of the puzzles, so don't worry if you want to go and do it. There's no spoilers moving forward within this episode. Now make sure you do get your tickets. They are obviously now reopened. Now lockdown is over for indoor attractions. Head over to their website. I'll link it in the show notes below as well, so you can go and check out Cabin Fever. They also have Escape from Wonderland. If you want to check that episode out, it's just a few episodes ago, so check it out in the Scare Track feed. But without any further ado, let's get Dan and Jess from UK Haunters back onto the Scare Track podcast.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Hello and welcome back to this episode of the Scare Track podcast. Like I said in the intro, I am joined by Dan and Jess from UK Haunters. How's it going, guys?
All good, man, all good. Looking forward to autumn.
Yes.
And the summer makes you realise that Halloween's on its way, so...
And that we're not going to America again for Halloween Horror Nights this year. So, sod the heat.
Yeah, sod the heat, definitely. It won't be long until it's Halloween. We're counting down the days to get those nice autumn nights back. You guys aren't going to America this year. It's doubtful that me and Hannah aren't going to Germany this year, but that does mean we can have a killer UK tour this Halloween season.
Hell yeah.
I saw what you did there, a killer UK tour.
Yeah, I like it. See, it's all language.
It's all language.
We are doing a review discussion episode because you guys have gone back to Horror Escape. You did Wonderland a little while ago, but you've just gone back to check out Cabin Fever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and did you win?
Yes, we did. Do you know what? I think we counted. Jess pretends she doesn't know how many escape rooms you've done, which I say pretend because she's so competitive. Somewhere she's got a log, but I think we've done 9.
Right.
And when I say escape rooms, I mean like either be online with you with an avatar or in person.
Yeah.
I think we've done 9, and we've only actually lost one so far.
That's not bad. And that was
the zombie escapes one, and I think the pass rate was 20%.
There you go. So that's all right.
We have to go back and do it because we have to win.
No, I just they walked through us what we did, and I said I wouldn't have done that in that time. It was ridiculously hard, but it was so fun that I didn't care that we lost.
Just yeah, and sometimes that, as long as you've had the fun, you are the real winner.
That is true.
No, we're not. We still lost. We're really
fighting. I would say that if me and Hannah were with you, you would have had a better chance, but I think we just would have actually hindered you, to be honest.
it was difficult, that one. It was, in all fairness, it was too difficult. I think if we hadn't have had such an amazing co-host, I wouldn't have liked it. But that guy, and the guy at the front desk said, oh, the more you interact, the more they help. Because, you know, if they're having fun, it's fun for them. And we were having a whale of a time with a guy. So he helped a lot.
Definitely.
And he did say, you've got further than groups of 8, you two, which is cool. But yeah, no, we wouldn't have. I don't think we'd have completed that. It was super tough. Super.
But like they say, if it's 20% pass rate, then you can near enough not include that. So you've won 8 out of 9. That's not bad at all.
Yeah, cool. It's pretty good going.
And your latest win was in Cabin Fever for Horror Escape. Checking that out as well on their website, and if any listeners want to as well at home, it's horrorescape.co.uk. This one says the difficulty is 4 out of 5. Now, was it more difficult than the Wonderland one you did there?
I don't know. Just what you think.
It was different. It was very, very different. Yeah. I think this one was a lot more hands-on instead of mind, if that makes sense.
The thing is, it's really hard when you know it and you're trying to say, oh, well, this bit, when you have to do blah, blah, blah.
We don't want to give away too many spoilers so you guys can cheat at doing the game. Obviously, we want to give Dan and Jess are going to give their honest review, but without giving too much away of the actual experience.
I think there was a lot of hands-on, of rearranging things.
Yeah, okay.
Which was super fucking cool. Because it was all, I turned up with, actually, the T-shirt I'm wearing now, which is Leatherface cut chainsaw in a pumpkin, and the guy was like, that's a really apt t-shirt. I was like, oh, I know, my friend, I wore this on purpose. But yeah, because it's all, for argument's sake, let's just say Chainsaw Massacre themed, and that's all like that hillbilly Cabin in the Woods style thing.
Yeah,
there's a lot of gore and horror effects.
Nice.
And they're all very handsy, so I think it was a lot more hands-on.
Yeah, and it's...
again, I'm trying to picture what I want, what I don't want to spoil, so I can put it into words. But yeah, so I wouldn't say it's harder as much as it is definitely different.
But do you know what I think? I found it terrifying. I genuinely found it scary, and I found that harder because
it was scary.
It was scary. Yeah, I was too afraid to do certain things or do this. So Dan was my guinea pig, you know.
There's a certain point you have to stick a certain something of yours in something else. And Jess was like, I'm not going to do it. And I was like, oh, it'll boom. And I just so we had very... Jesse's a lot more level-headed in terms of technicality. I'm a lot more level-headed. And when the fright comes on, I go, oh, my God, this is so cool.
Yeah.
Jess would be going, Dan, how did you do this? Oh, my God, this effect is amazing. This is so... Where do you think this gets... You know, so it's... Yeah, so
it's infuriating,
but it's excitement. That's all right. You're excited.
They really do go the extra step. Beforehand, we got a letter, and it came with a gris-gris bag of glow in the dark maggots. Gris-gris bag. What's a gris-gris bag?
Gris-gris.
Is it gris-gris?
It's
gris-gris. Fair enough. Full of glow-in-the-dark maggots, which are actually in there as well, which I quite like.
That's cool.
And a newspaper report, which talks about... Actually, I've got it here. It says... Amazing. Tourist reported missing. The Daily Texan special. But it's got other stuff like singles dance, singles dinner and dance, and then the dress and stuff. So it's done actually like a newspaper page. But before you go, it's a proper manky-looking stained page. Yeah. Of a newspaper telling tourists go missing. So even before you step in, they're freaking you out. And then it's got another postcard saying "Explore America from sea to shining sea." It's got blood splatters on it.
Nice.
So you know what I mean?
They're getting you really involved even before you've arrived. Then
yeah, it's just the setup is amazing, and the fact you've got this gris-gris bag with the maggots in it, it's almost like you've been cursed before you even get there.
Definitely.
And then when you get there, and the first bit, they're actually on the table in front of you. Which I'd like to mention one thing about the first bit is when we were booking it, you basically get blindfolded and handcuffed.
Okay.
And that could be off-putting to people, but Jess was like, I just don't feel too comfortable about that. Mm-hmm. And they were like, cool, don't do it.
Okay.
So anyone sort of is reading the thing, the description, it says you'll be blindfolded and handcuffed, and they're like, we don't feel comfortable, don't want to be a dick. They don't make you feel like a dick. They're like, okay, cool. If you're not comfortable, don't do that one bit. But the rest of it is just as is. Right. So,
and it didn't affect anything.
Yeah, it didn't affect anything.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah. But...
Also, there's something to mention for people that get absolutely shit scared like I do. they say to you before you go in, there's a button on the door. If at any time you want to get out, press that and it will immediately release you. You don't have to ask for anyone. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to explain yourself. You just walk up to the door, press the button and you can get out.
Yeah. That's cool. That's good. It's just giving you your own personal e-stop, really, isn't it?
Yeah. And the thing is, especially because what, as I've said before, and I mention every time I talk to them, they are really pushing the boundaries between haunt, scare attraction for those UK lovers, and escape rooms.
It's a bloody haunt.
Well, okay. For me, it's a haunt because in the old funfair rides, there were haunted houses. That's what I don't know the history, which I wanted to do for UK Haunters, but got so much other stuff going on. So to me, that's why they're always haunts, because they were haunted house rides.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why I always refer them to, and that we follow the American stuff so much more. And I didn't know about the English stuff, but I did bloody documentaries. So
it's actually, there is, it's intriguing. And again, this is probably a topic for another episode, but it is intriguing to sometimes see where uses what terminology. Even with Halloween Horror Nights, I think, is it Orlando call them houses, but LA call them mazes. And scare maze is something that I think originated over here as well, like scare maze, scare attraction. Some places call them scare houses, some people call them whores. So, yeah, that's, I don't know whether that could, it could be a fair bit of research into that. We're totally sidebarring again, but what do you guys call them? Let us know in the comments below. But I'm
curious because it's all the same bloody thing. I don't care what you call it. It's an amazing thing. But yeah, I find it interesting the different iterations.
Yeah. No, I get that definitely,
and the logics behind them.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course,
because also they're not a maze either.
No, well, that's another thing, isn't it? Yeah, every time they're a maze, I've only ever been in like two or three that actually have a labyrinth style maze. But so many places call them scare mazes where it's not a maze at all. It's just one route. It shows you the way in. It shows you the way out. Yeah. Why is that a maze?
Yeah, it's a corridor.
Yeah. It's a pathway.
I mean, a house, I'll accept, but then there's no real rooms because you don't, it's a through house. I don't know. Yeah, we could be sidetracking into the semantics.
Definitely don't, but I can understand why, because like you say, it's the fact that Cabin Fever and all the attractions at Horror Escape, it's, you say that they really amalgamate the mixture of escape room with haunt or haunted attraction or haunted house or scare attraction. They just mix the two so well together.
Yeah, like they have animatronics.
Right,
they have gore effects.
Yeah.
They even have scare actors involved.
Nice. Okay.
You know what I mean, it's just like there's just, and they really use it to build this immersive world.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's
cool that they obviously, I mean, there's some scare attractions or haunts that might have an element of escape room esque stuff in them, or vice versa. There might be a few escape rooms with a startle scare here and there, but obviously we've spoke a lot about this and you've told me a few secrets that we can't say on air, but you've told me a few experiences with Horror Escape, and it really does sound like it's literally a slap bang in the middle. It's 50% scare and 50% escape.
I mean even the things you have to do to escape border on scare.
Yeah, nice.
You do, and it's like, I quite like that. Even the person, cause we need hints, man. We ain't brain enough doing this shit about hints. Even she was in character.
That's
like
cool.
You'd say, oh, bless you. Well, my uncle did blah 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 blah, and so she's like, oh, my uncle's coming home soon, so you better hurry up. Which is letting you know your time's running out. So even the voiceover person was still in character.
That's cool. I like that. So it's like totally, completely, fully immersive, everything all together.
Yeah.
I like that. And going back to what Jess was saying about the e-stop as well, it just kind of shows that the people designing these rooms know not only how to make an awesome escape room, but make the haunted attraction, the scare attraction as well, because they all have e-stops, but they're usually obviously there for the actors or for the show operators and whatnot. But with a scare attraction, with a haunted house, you know where the exit is. It's just going to be 3 minutes up there or 2 minutes up there. Whereas something like this, like if you're not getting out in time, you're in there for a whole hour. It's not like you're going to be out in 2 minutes and then be able to laugh about all the scares with your friends. So it can get quite intense, I'm guessing, if you get claustrophobic, if you get a bit anxious. So I like the fact that they've taken the control of... like you can still keep yourself completely fully immersed, but if at any point you go, that was too scary, or that was too panicky, or that was too intense, or I can't
or
breathe...
Or this is just overall gotten
this
a bit
is
too
just overwhelming.
Much.
You can literally just press that button. And I know, you know, escape rooms, you can say... I guess, I want to stop now, please, or there might be a safety word or things like that. I do like the fact that they literally just give you 100% the chance just to... It's easy just to press this button and everything will be okay again. I quite like that.
Yeah. And I can understand how people would get overwhelmed. I mean, it is... I mean, I geek the fuck out. Like, but then, you know, I'm one of those people, if I'm chatting to someone at a party and they mention they don't like horror films, I just stare at them for 5 seconds, like, sorry, what? and genuinely, I'm not even being sarcastic or salty. I sort of go, what? You don't? I mean, I don't expect everyone to be as big as a fan as me, but to not like, no, I don't watch them. I'm like, what do you watch?
What do you watch?
Halloween? I mean, come on, man.
I used to be one of them people, man. I used to be one of those people.
That's why we've only just got in touch with
you.
Yeah,
so I appreciate everyone not might be as mad about these talks, but I appreciate that there are real people who they could go a bit, okay, that's another dead naked body, I'm freaking out. You know, I can kind of understand it.
I mean, you've got that aspect of it, but also at the same time, I didn't feel... claustrophobic or uncomfortable or like I needed an escape. Yes, I was scared, but I also had my 6'4" husband with me that I could hide behind his grill.
Yeah. I get that. And especially with this room as well, it can be up to 6 people. So, you know, no matter how terrifying something can get, usually a bunch of adults, you know, between 2 and 6 people, you're not going to... It's not like you're doing an alone attraction by yourself in the pitch black, are you? You know, you're in a room, and you're safe,
and also
having fun.
The things I think with these is, I think if I was just in the room like that, if it was just a plain room and like, oh, find a button to escape, I'm not massively claustrophobic, but I'm not great with small spaces. I don't particularly like them. I'm not claustrophobic, but I don't like them. I do get, and especially if it's hot.
Yeah,
it's just another thing. It wasn't actually boiling in there either, and that was last weekend.
That was nice, actually.
So, I mean, I wouldn't say it's chilly, but it wasn't, considering how hot outside was. It was actually really good room temperature.
Well,
but
good.
I think the fact, because there's so much stuff to do and there's so much going on, that you kind of it would take you away. If that was just like a really boring small rooms attached to each other, you might get me like, oh, this feels a bit weird, and it might get you a bit more because there's so much going on. It's so detailed. Like afterwards, they're great with us. Where they turn the lights on and show us around.
Oh, nice.
And I'm like, oh my God, all these details I missed.
Yeah.
It felt like a Behind the Screams tour at Horror Nights. It genuinely did, because everything was detailed, every little thing.
And it's great. Well, the one thing that did make me jump is I had a plastic cockroach and I thought it was a spider. Oh my God, it's just a cockroach. But it's when you turn lights on, there's all these things and it's so detailed. Like, you'll probably pick up that cockroach in a corner subliminally, and you'll pick up that little extra blood, so you'll pick up so much more than you actually realise it.
Yeah,
but it
just
adds to the overall atmosphere so well.
Exactly. Something you see, someone else might not see for ages, or they'll see something that you never see. It's just the more themed, it's like Easter eggs in movies, I guess, isn't it? But the more there is, the more immersive it is. And especially with these themed attractions that are really, really 360, like, did it feel like it was completely, completely immersive? Like, I like to feel like it's a completely whole different world.
I mean, the rooms are all very different from one another as well.
Yeah.
Also, something that I hadn't experienced before in any other escape room or maze in England, for that matter, was the fact that they pumped a scent into the first room.
Oh, nice. Okay. See, that's... I always love it. I feel that not enough attractions do it, but when they do it, it makes it so much better.
Definitely.
Like, it really does. Like, so the Alton Towers are quite good at that, and Twisted Attractions, especially when it's, they realise that it's not just sight and sound. It's also smell, touch when it's not COVID. do you know what I mean? It's even temperature. Some attractions make things colder or some things hotter. So, yeah, the fact that an escape room as well, an escape room pumping in the smell, that's pretty awesome.
Mm.
Definitely. What was the smell in the first room?
I suppose if you think Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Okay.
Imagine the smells that would be associated with that.
Rotting meat.
Sounds pretty grim. So we did, me and Hannah did a little smell test on YouTube a few years ago. Aroma Prime, one of the leading companies in smelling attractions around the world, basically. They sent us their, like, 8 worst smelling things.
Oh, no, I couldn't do that. I actually
vomit. I was so close to being sick. Like, I am... If you want to watch it, it will make you sick. It's on YouTube now. But, it literally made me retch so, so much. It was things like fish, garlic, burning witch. Like, it was... I think they had pee, poo. Oh, just thinking about it now is making me gag.
Oh, yeah, no, that sounds absolutely fucking vile.
Yeah, anyway... But so yeah, it's actually making me feel sick again. Let's not talk about smells.
It's a pumpkin spice scented.
Oh god, yeah.
Oh, well,
that was good. Yeah,
of course.
The Halloween house in Hollywood. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, as long as it smells good. I've got a pumpkin oil burner going right now. It's smelling. It smells like Halloween all year round in my house.
Same here.
It's the best way to be. Is there anything else? Obviously, it's a little bit different to usual episodes because. We can't give too many spoilers because it's an escape game. It's that kind of thing.
Be there for a good long while. It's not like we walk through a house from an attraction. We could be there for a season and change.
Exactly.
It's going to be there for hopefully years.
Yeah, definitely. And we want you guys to go and check it out. Horrorescape.co.uk. Get your tickets from there. They've got multiple houses and more houses coming soon as well. So they're thinking of really into the future as well. Like they've announced Primal Fear is coming in 2023, Lost in Space 2023,
mm-hmm.
Murder Mansion 2022. So they're really thinking on the future of Horror Escape.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I was going to talk about the aftercare package. One of the things we got was an invite. Dear Dan, you are cordially invited to spend the night in the most suspicious of locations. Auspicious of locations. Suspicious, I think, was probably more accurate, though. The Murder Mansion, a locale home to the most evil of ghouls, ghosts, and nightmarish creatures one can imagine. We do hope you decide to join us, the Jester. So that's the point. I was going to go about the aftercare package. I got another letter after we escaped. I'm not sure if this was because we escaped or if everyone gets it, but we got that. We got another... Is it a different paper? It is a different paper. We got a paper... Issue 204, the Texas Tribune, gruesome discovery of Jackson State, cannibal killer family rested. And it's got a mini article on, because obviously we escaped.
Yeah.
And oh my God, I nearly spoilt something by saying something about the ending then. Because we escaped, they then discovered this cannibal family. But it's also got like adverts like Guns R Us opening. We're thrilled to announce that Guns R Us will be opening in a town near you this fall.
That's cool.
So once you've left, and also we got a fantastic £10 off voucher, which was solid metal on the back. It was £10 off, and the front said Horror Escapes. And I was like, I want this as a badge.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's why I don't. So you know, I'll pay for these things, but that would be awesome. I'd love that. So even once you've left, the immersion continues.
It's
you've left. They've gone, well done. You've escaped. They've been investigating, caught them, and it's just those attention to details and just care. And they didn't have to, because once they've got you and they've got, you know, you've got your money and you've done it, cool.
Yeah, yeah. They don't have to send you everything. They didn't have to send you the pre-pack thing and the post-care package as well. Like, that's all extra that you wouldn't normally come to expect if you book tickets just for an adventure, for an attraction. But the fact that they're adding that as well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't think I've had that for any escape room I've done, apart from because they did it for Wonderland as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, so I don't think I've had it for... But yeah, but on that, I mean, you and I obviously discussed this off air, but yeah, we are exceptionally happy to announce that Horrorscape has been officially ScareTrack approved.
It has 100%, definitely. It's come to a point now where Dan and Jess really do know their stuff, especially when it comes to escape rooms and haunts as well. And yeah, I mean, it sounds awesome. You guys thoroughly enjoyed not only Cabin Fever but also Escape from Wonderland as well. I'm sure their next rooms are going to be just as good, if not better. Horror Escape 100% Scare Track approved.
Sweet.
You need a little jingle.
Yeah, we do need to.
I think I'm just going to record that and just use that clip now. Scare Track approved.
It'll be the new Wilhelm scream.
I like it. Awesome, perfect. I think that's the perfect sort of opportunity to wrap up this episode. Have you got any more escape rooms planned in the future?
We're actually doing one this Saturday for a friend's birthday, one in Whitechapel, which had a zombie escape room before COVID. Over COVID, we've built a ton of horror ones. Nice. So we're going to start working our way through those as well.
The Butcher
is the first one, but there's also a Dollhouse, which you cannot wait to do.
That sounds awesome.
But for everyone listening, I mean, Horror Escapes, man, I'll say it once, say it 100 times. It's so immersive. It is so cinematic. I know we've had two Scare Treks proved so far, haven't we?
This is number two.
And that may seem like, oh, they've done two in a short period of time, but these places are worth it.
Yeah.
Horror Escapes are really, really blending haunts and escape rooms. I mean, it is, again, cinematic, immersive. It ticks every single box and pushes a few more. They're really, really...
Like you want to take a moment to appreciate every room you go in.
I kind of want to party in the middle.
That would be so cool. Have like an after-hours party in escape rooms.
It would be awesome. Oh, God, it would be so good. Imagine that.
I'm going to ask them. Can we
do
it?
Party at Horror Escape. Let's plan it. Let's do it. It's the celebration of being Scare Track approved as well.
Winner.
Okay, we're on this.
We need to have words with them.
We're on it. And everyone listening, you're invited. Right. Guys, that's perfect. Dan, Jess from UK Haunters, a huge thank you for coming back onto the Scare Track podcast.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's happy to be involved as ever, man.
Awesome. Chat to you soon, guys.
Cool. Catch you later.
Unlocked Vision, proud sponsors of the Scare Track podcast. UVE are a multi-award-winning themed attraction and design company, providing bespoke themed attractions, theming, events, and experiences. Contact UVE today by visiting unlockedvision.com. Now, let's return back to the show. And remember, let's get scared.
So there we go, folks. First of all, a huge, huge thank you to Dan and Jess for coming back onto the Scare Track podcast, talking all about Horror Escape with the latest room they did, Cabin Fever. I need to get down to Horror Escape. I've checked out their website, of course, all the social media, so I could see all the photos, all the videos, all their reviews, which are all fantastic. And again, the latest review just by Dan and Jess coming onto Scare Track, it only really solidifies that these guys really deserve to be Scare Track approved. So congratulations, guys. If anyone listening is still unsure of exactly what Scare Track approved is, we did announce it over on our social media not too long ago, but it's for those events, those attractions, those escape rooms that really, really just add that something that's that little bit special. It could be different in different places. We're not always sure what that little bit special is, but yeah, Horror Escape get it, and the reason they're getting it is because of how well they mix horror with escape, and that means that we've now released two attractions that are Scare Track approved and both escape rooms as well. So really, really excited to get down there myself. There will be more attractions, I'm sure, coming up within this year that will become Scare Track approved, but if they don't get one, that doesn't mean that we don't think they were amazing, fantastic, 10 out of 10, 100%. Like, they can be absolutely phenomenal attractions. We're not just going to give these out willy-nilly. We're not going to give out loads and loads of these, like, accreditations all the time. This is when we just feel there's something that really, really, really does hit that special sweet spot, that has something really new or really different or really innovative, or something, it does something particular so, so well. So yeah, there's going to be lots of attractions that we're going to try and get to this year, especially at Halloween, and we will always give our honest, fair feedback and review here on the podcast. Also, our quick mini videos on YouTube, youtube.com/scaretrack. Be sure to give us a subscribe there as well, so you can always see the raw footage of these events as well. But if there's something that really just tickles that sweet spot, they may just get ScareTrack approved as well. So that brings us almost to the end of this episode. But before we let you go, if you want to catch up with all the latest news about scare attractions and haunts, not just here in the UK with us here on ScareTrack, but over in the States, be sure to follow Haunted Attractions Network. They have a fantastic podcast. Philip and Scott, that he gets on regularly, and they do fantastic, fantastic episodes. Most recently, talking all about the Halloween Attractions Association and their new 3-year plan with Spencer Terry, who's their director. Go and check them out, guys. They give us lots of love. You guys give them lots of love. And they put out some fantastic content as well. A few more people have been asking about our merchandise, so a huge, huge thank you. We are currently on hold at the moment, just while our suppliers are sorting out a brand new website and store. So as soon as that is available, we'll be letting you know over on our social media pages. Like I say, every episode we are on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, and Facebook. Just search for ScareTrack. So that brings us to the end of this episode. Once again, a huge, huge thank you for listening, and let's get scared.